朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
这里或者另外一个翻译小字里面说，或者他所交托给我的。
In another translation, that which he has entrusted unto me.
所以你看，耶稣跟保罗中间，他们有个彼此的信托。
So you can see between Christ and between Paul, there was a mutual agreement.
到底我们对于主耶稣能不能有一个完全的信托在他的面前？
Can we have such an absolute trust with God?
第七个问题，这里我问自己了。
Here's the seventh question that I had to ask myself.
当我看见这里说耶稣知道万人的心的时候，
Christ knows all man's heart.
我心里实在觉得很不舒服。
I didn't feel too great about that.
一方面为了我自己在神的面前不能逃脱他的眼睛，心里觉得难过。
For myself, it was because before God, I realized I was unclean. You know, it didn't make me feel too good.
有一首这个天韵歌声很喜欢唱的诗歌， Heavenly Melody.
There's a song that we sing called Heavenly Melody.
它里面有时候是跟我说那个照眼睛的主，我要颂扬颂扬的照眼睛主主主，因为他凡事都知道，凡事都看见。
Well, praise to God who created the eyes.
For he knows everything.
For he knows everything.
但是另外一方面，一面我是为了自己的不满足，不能满足神的要求，在神面前觉得有一个危机。
I felt unsatisfied because I couldn't satisfy God.
但是另外一方面，我也很替神难过。
But I also felt bad for Christ.
你想想看，在他的面前，没有一个人是隐藏的。
Think he knew all men's hearts.
这多为难呐！
This is a heavy burden to bear.
这多不容易，不容易，不舒服啊！
He must have been unhappy all of the time.
我想弟兄姊妹也都有一些经验。
Maybe you can relate.
在有一些环境里面，对你不大友善。
When you're in a hostile environment.
你到了那里的时候，你明明知道人家心里面对你的想法不是积极的、不正面的，对你有很多隐藏弯曲的事情。
You know people around, you know that the people around you have a problem with you.
但是你表面上还是要跟他周旋。
You still have to be pleasant on the surface.
有些时候你明明知道这个人心里恨你。
You know that they hate you.
但是你还要跟他打交道。
But you have to be very polite with them.
一个人还好啊。
One person maybe.
两个人。
Two people.
假如十个人在你面前，
what if it was 10?
每一个人心里都知道。
You knew that every one of them in their hearts hated you.
我告诉你，不太容易想处理这个问题啊。
It's not too easy to solve this problem.
一万个人，
10,000 people
在你面前，
before you.
假如今天我能够知道你们每个人心里所想，我道都讲不出来。
If I knew the way all of you thought about me in your hearts, maybe I couldn't even preach this message.
但是耶稣说他知道万人的心，没有人他不知道的。
But it says here that Christ knew the heart of all men.
这是一个相当大的重担呢。
This is a very heavy burden.
不容易处理这个事情。
And not very easy to overcome.
而且这里所给我们的暗示，没有一个人他能够真正信任、能够信托的。
There's not one he could commit himself to.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我读到约翰福音这里第二章这三节圣经时，我心里面实在非常的痛苦。
I feel heavily burdened myself when I read these three verses.
另外我也想到一件事情。
I also thought of something else.
今天教会的光景恐怕也在这个情形里面是神要对我们说话的地方。
Is this supposed to speak to our present situation?
今天我们教会是不是正好也落在一个情形里面，主耶稣没有办法把他自己 commit 给我们。
Are we in such a situation that Christ cannot commit himself to any of us?
我们常常为了教会的复兴祷告。
We always pray for the church.
我们祷告了，左祷告，右祷告，也求主光照我们，显明我们。
Pray for this, pray for that, pray for God to help to reveal Himself to us.
弟兄姊妹们，但是到现在，教会还是一种冷淡、退后、apathy 的光景。
But at the present moment, the church is still an apathetic kind of a thing.
懒懒的，没有什么劲儿。
Lazy, without any kind of a.
我也不知道弟兄姊妹，我们哪里明显犯了罪。
Where have we erred?
只是我们好像提不起劲来。
It's as if we can't.Muster the energy.
我们对于神迹相不相信？相信神的神迹。
Do we believe it? Yes.
我们知道神是全能的。
We know He can do all.
刚才说过，比那些对于神迹漠不关心的人，我们会好一些。
We're what?
对那些不关心神迹的人。
We're at least a little above those who don't believe in miracles.
有时候我们听见这里有什么神医布道大会，特别的聚会，我们也敢去参加。
And we dare to go to meetings where there's divine healing.
我们看了那些神迹，我们只是旁边看看而已。
We just observe these miracles.
我们希望神医治我们，我们要得到神的医治，我们相信的。
We believe that God can heal us.
但如果没有得到也不要紧。
But if he doesn't, it's okay.
反正还有医生嘛。
There's still doctors.
我们就是得到了医治。
If we get this healing,
这里一件最要紧的事情， you know, 神迹并不能改变我们的心。
But this, we can get the healing, but the miracle won't change our hearts.
你看见没有？这么多人看见耶稣行的神迹。
Look at all these people saw the miracles of Christ.
他们也相信了耶稣基督的名字。
And they believed in him.
但是他们里面的人心没有改变。
But their hearts didn't change.
还是一样为了自己。
Still for themselves.
为了生活的需要。
Looking after their daily needs.
为了自己的享受。
For themselves.
为了个人朋友。
For their friends.
有多少人名称为基督徒？
Many people here believed in Christ.
但是却没有一种交托的态度。
But they don't have an attitude where Christ can commit himself to us.
仅仅把聚会当做一个平常的事情。
Church becomes kind of a common place.
如果没有事情，我就来做礼拜。
Oh, if I don't have anything to do, I'll come to church.
结果你就看见他每个礼拜都有事情。
Pretty soon you realize that there's something to do every Sunday.
弟兄姊妹们，到底神迹没有改变我们，叫我们里面心归向神。
If this heart, these miracles have not changed our hearts to submit ourselves to God.
请你们注意，我不是反对神迹。
I'm not against miracles.
我只是对于那些神迹的结果。没有产生属灵的影响，心里起了厌烦。
But what good is a miracle if you can't see the spiritual meaning behind it?
I am tired of it.
I'm tired of it.
我想这也是在这里约翰记载这些圣经的时候，他里面的感觉。
I think maybe John felt this way.
我们可以要求耶稣行许多的神迹。
We can ask God to perform miracles.
但是看见了神迹，我们也不是不信，却里面没有一种真正的 commitment， 我愿意一生来跟随耶稣。
But our heart doesn't change. We don't say, I want to follow Jesus, you know, nothing happens.
多少人是徒受神的恩典，却没有一点点的交托。
How many people don't even have this much commitment with God?
我们相不相信耶稣的名字？相信。
Do we believe in God's name? Yes, we do.
但是我们只是相信耶稣的基督的名字。
But we just believe in his name.
我们永远停在相信耶稣基督名字上面。
We just stop right there.
当我们信他名的时候，他就赐给我们权柄做神的儿女，这是一个起点。
He gave us power to become sons of God.
结果我们留在起点，一直不往前走。
But we don't go forward.
你说只有跑百米嘛，这么近的距离，我一定跑得到，我慢慢走好了。
You go, oh well, I'm almost there. I'll just go slowly.
你知道赛跑只有一百米啊。
You know, a race is only a 100-yard dash is only 100 yards.
反正跑得到，我慢慢走好了。
I'll get there. I'll just go slowly.
你永远不能够得胜。
You won't get it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是很多人停留在救恩的根基上面，永远不肯往前？
How many of us just stop at salvation and don't ever go anywhere from there?
你叫他读圣经，他读了两三天，他放下来。
They're told to read the Bible, they read it 2-3 days and then put it down again.
祷告，天天祷告。
Ask them to pray every day.
祷告两三天，一有事情放下，不祷告。
Pray for 2-3 days, something comes up, and they don't do it anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神的这篇道不是对我。不是对那些自己以为已经属灵的人说的。
This message is not for those who think that they've arrived spiritually.
没有一个人能够在这样的光景里面看见我们的亏损。
If we are in that state, we can't benefit from this message.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再说，我读到这几节圣经的时候，心里非常的搅扰。
So when I read these three verses, I was,
我生怕我自己做一个只是相信耶稣基督名字的人。
I was concerned. Am I just someone who believes only in his name?
你知道为什么变成挂名的基督徒啊？
Do you know what it is to be just a nominal Christian?
因为我们只相信耶稣基督的名字。
We just believe in God's name.
耶稣我认识，他是我的救主。
Oh yeah, I know him. He's my savior.
我属于某个教会。
I go to such and such a church.
但是你有没有属灵的经历，属灵的生命？陈老弟兄最喜欢讲属灵的生命，有没有属灵的生命
？Do you have a spiritual life? Pastor Chen always speaks of that. You know, spiritual life.
到底你的属灵生命怎么样
What's with your spiritual life?
我和一些年轻的弟兄姊妹们在一起读约翰一书。
I read
First John
with some young people.
那里讲到河谷当中交通的时候产生的光照，看见主的宝血，因着交通有的喜乐。
You see there God's
in the fellowship.
In the fellowship.
看见耶稣基督的宝血。
And see the blood of Christ.
看见自己的罪。
You see your own sin.
因着一组交通有喜乐。Joy.
You have joy because you're forgiven.
弟兄姊妹们，今天多少人已经没有属灵的喜乐呢？
How many people don't have that joy anymore?
这里有多少人好久没有认罪呢？
How many of you don't recognize your sin?
这里有多少人失去一组交通还不知道？
You don't even know that God can't trust you.
你还以为行在光中，事实上你在黑暗里面。
You think you're in the light, but you're really in the darkness.
事实上你没有爱弟兄，你却以为你活在神的光中。
You may not even, you don't love your brother. You're not, you know, you don't, and you don't know.
我和培基姊妹，我们在那里努力要推动教会看望的事情。Try to promote visitation program.
We were trying to promote a visitation program.
但是我心里有个感叹，真正的探望工作是发自于爱弟兄的心。
But of any visitation program has to be based on the love for the other person.
你怎么会有爱弟兄的心呢？因为你和耶稣基督有交通。
How can you love someone you don't even know? You have to be in fellowship with Christ.
多少人我们这么难推动，请他去看望，因为他和主当中没有交通。
It's so hard to push some of these people into doing visitations. It's because they don't have any fellowship with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我心里真是为着我们自己属灵的光景黯淡而悲叹。
We really have to pay attention to this spiritual darkness.
I lament it. 这就是我们相信耶稣基督的样子哦。
This is our faith in Christ.
道理怎么不懂呢？
What don't we understand?
但是我们对耶稣没有真正的信靠，真正的投入，真正的交托。
We don't have a real,
所以耶稣不能把他自己交托给我们。
He can't trust himself to us.
他交托给我们，我们不能满足他的要求。
We can't satisfy his need.
说真的话，耶稣基督在地上的时候，没有得到多少人他能够完全交托的。
It's true. He did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men.
最后只有十二个门徒是他亲自带领而把自己的使命交托给了他们。
Lastly, he finally had to entrust himself to his milk-fed disciples, 12 of them.
他们知道耶稣基督来到地上的目的是什么。
They knew what he came for.
他们知道耶稣基督需要上十字架。
They knew he had to be on the cross.
他需要被交在人的手里。
He had to be placed into man's hands.
需要被审判，被定罪，为我们舍命，死在十字架上面。
Crucified for us.
这些门徒们接受了什么托付？
What did these disciples receive?
当耶稣基督复活以后，托付他们传福音的使命。
When he rose, they were given a commission.
这些人，他们接受了这使命，结果如何？
What was the results of these, of this commission?
他们忠心知道舍命，知道寻道。
They died martyrs.
我们是今天怎么样信耶稣的？
How do we believe in Christ?
我想想，我心里就难过。
I think about it, and I feel...
上两个礼拜我和弟兄姊妹交通讲到一些宣教士到蛮荒之地传福音。
Two weeks ago, I was speaking on
some missionaries.
Missionaries.
有一些弟兄们在受苦难的地方、受逼迫的地方，忠心的为主做见证。
Those who had suffered persecution were making some testimonies.
也许我们应该到俄国去传福音啊。
Maybe next year I'll go to
Russia.
那
里都可以祷告了。
You can pray there now.
在美国你怎么在学校里面祷告？我去美、去那些地方做学生工作还容易一点了。
It'd be a lot easier for me to work in Russia than it would be here.
弟兄姊妹，请你们不要误会，这不是我在责备我们自己的教会而已。
I'm not just addressing our own church, mind you.
我们讲的是整个时代的光景，整个教会的心态。
Speaking of this whole generation, the church in this generation.
我们虽然是一个小小的教会，跟所有神的肢体是连关联的。
We're just a small part of the continuous body.
这也是为什么藤牧师来的时候，我希望全各教会的人都来。
This is why I hope that when Dr. Tang comes here, many churches can come.
我实在对为了 陈牧师祷告。
I really pray for Dr. Tang.
求主用他的仆人把今天新鲜的话语降下来，放在神的儿女中间。
That God can use His servant to give us some new words.
唤醒今天教会，叫我们知道是什么时候了。
So we know what times we are in.
如果一天有十二个小时的话。
What if a day had 12 hours?
如果只有白天十二个小时能做工。
You could only do work in those 12 hours.
恐怕现在已经到了十个半、十点、十点半到十一个钟头了。
Maybe it's like 10:30 now.
还有不多的时候，我们应当趁着白日做那个差我们来者的工作。还有不多的时候 ，not too much time.
There's not too much time.
We should do the work.
We should do the work we're called to.
弟兄姊妹们呢，我们应当警醒。
We should be watchful.
但是这是我们今天教会的光景。
This is our present condition.
不冷不热。
Not hot, not cold.
你说他不爱主吗？还有每个礼拜这么多人来。
If we didn't love God, you know, why would so many people be coming to church?
你说我们来聚会的人心里不为着神的国度吧？
The hearts of everybody here.
Not for the kingdom of God.
Are the hearts here not for the kingdom of God?
我们又知道有些人实在是为着神的国度，为着弟兄姊妹们心里担忧。
We know that many people are very for the kingdom of God and always love the people of God.
我们需要求主把圣灵的能力降下来。
We have to pray for the Spirit of God to give us His power.
叫我们心里面的爱被眺望起来。
To awaken our love.
Stir our love. 不是推动哪一个人。
This is not to
lift up
any one person.
我们刚才说过，教会有可悲的现象，成为明星的制度。
We spoke earlier of how we elevate people.
教会里也有明星制度。
In the church, we have our celebrities.
求主把这些东西都除掉，因为我们不需要推动，不需要高举哪一个人。
We pray that God can take care of this because we don't need this.
教会是神的基督的肢体，基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
每一个神的儿女都要发挥功用。
Every person should be functioning.
我们每一个人都要对主有完全的信托，完全的投入。
We all have to have this single-mindedness commitment to Him.
也许当主看见我们全心投靠他的时候
，Maybe when He sees that we're all committed and leaning on Him.
主也愿意把他自己交托给我们。
He might commit himself to us.
也许教会会有复兴。
Maybe the church will have a renewal.
也许教会主愿意看见教会在这个时候复兴起来。
Maybe at this time he wants us to revive.
求主恩待怜悯他的教会。
We pray that he'll have mercy on his church.
我实在愿意这些话主所说的不突然返回。
I hope that the word that God has spoken will not be.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候
When Jesus went to Jerusalem to spend Passover,
有许多人看见他所行的神迹就信了他的名。
Many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
Those who received him were those who believed in his name.
他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
And he gave them power to become sons of God.
每一个神的儿女都应当爱他的父亲。
Every child of God should love his father.
每一个人对于父亲都有完全的信任。
And have complete trust in him.
这个世界若是没有神，没有前途。
In these times, if there is no God, there would be no future.
我们对于神的信仰永远不会落伍。
The belief in God will never have
fade away.
Will never fade away.
我们需要全心的投入。
We need to have a total commitment.
我愿意。圣经里面二十四节的话改动过来。
Hope we can change what verse 24 says.
我巴不得耶稣把他自己交托给我们。
I hope that Jesus will commit himself unto us.
而且是因为他知道我们每个人都爱他。
Because he knows our hearts that we love him.
不错，我们不用谁见证人怎么样。我们不用人见证人。
We don't need men to testify to man.
因为我们每个人在神的面前都是赤裸敞开的。
Because before God, we are all
open books. 而且因着圣灵在我们里面的工作。
And because of the works of the Holy Spirit.
我们里面被洁净。
We've been cleansed.
我们里面全心的归向神。
Our heart can't all bow before God.
世界再不能夺取我们的心。
The world cannot take our hearts.
我们愿意全心爱耶稣。
We want to completely commit ourselves to God.
所以主知道我们每个人心里面存的是什么。
So God will know all our hearts.
但愿我们能够讨他的喜悦。
Maybe we can earn his trust.
但愿耶稣把他自己交托给我们。
And Christ can commit himself to us.
求主来复兴他的教会。
Pray that God will renew his church.
这是我心里最深处的祷告。
This is my heart's most earnest prayer.
请我们一同低头。
Let's pray.
Lord, it must have pained you to feel that you know every man's heart and none of them is worthy of your trust.主啊，我们心里为着你自己实在是体会那个忧伤，就是你看见这许多的人，你却没有一个能够把自己交托给他们的，都因着我们的心里面充满了各样的私欲，没有办法全心爱你，全心跟随你。 Because our hearts are full of the things that you have no pleasure in. Lord, but when you give John this word to record, and today when we read it, may the conviction from the Holy Spirit come to us,that we may repent before you, that we may make a total and complete submission and commitment to the enhancement of the kingdom of God. 主啊，当我们看见约翰所记的这些见证，记载下来这些福音的时候，叫我们里面有真实的悔改，愿意把自己全心交托给你，好叫我们为着神的国度和复兴来到而摆上我们自己的一份。Lord, we pray that you will find pleasure in your people. 主，我们求你在你的教会中间得的喜悦。Lord, we pray that we be all full-hearted for you, that we become zealous one more time. 主，叫我们再一次为着你里面焚烧，叫我们充满了对着你的爱。Lord, we plead you with you that send down your Holy Spirit for a revival. 主，我们求你降下你的圣灵，为着你来复兴教会。Lord, we are preparing ourselves, not only today, but for the days to come. 主，我们为着自己，为着今天，也为着要来的日子，多多的祷告，求你准备我们。Lord, we are preparing here for the coming of the special event. 为你特别的聚会，我们在这里准备我们的心。But Lord, we're not just praying for the special meeting. We're praying for a revival. 我们不是为着特会来祷告你，乃是为着教会的复兴来祷告你。Lord, give us this burden that we may pray for your kingdom. 主，叫我们里面得的负担，为你的国度祷告。And Lord, I pray and I ask,for all the congregation, 主，我们求整个的教会 to come in one accord, 同心来到你的面前, that we may be found a pleasant and acceptable body of Christ. 我们能够成为你所喜悦基督的身体。We pray in Jesus' name. 我们靠耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。